The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 864.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. This is Dana Wild, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid to be you. You know it's what you're best at, right? If you want to be part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and I know you do, you already are, you're here, that qualifies, then definitely go check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can find it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, MANTRA. It's your little jolt of happy in the morning. Don't we love that? So today I want to talk about habitual thoughts of lack. We had somebody write in who said that this was the topic they were grappling with. And by the way, if you want your question answered on the show, just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. So she wrote in, I'm struggling with habitual thoughts of lack. I'm not even sure if I can call them thoughts. It feels like a feeling of lack. And I'm guessing it's because of my childhood, but I don't like that it carries over to my business. I would like to automatically feel abundant, and I'm not sure how to accomplish that. So this is a terrific question, and thank you so much for taking the time to write this all down, because you've been very clear about how you feel about it. So the first thing I want to say is that this is a process, for sure. Part of the reason why I created the 52 Weeks of Abundance is so that it would help people to keep their head in the game about shifting habitual thoughts of lack or shifting lackful feelings about abundance. You can look into that if you like to at danawild.com/52weeks. danawild.com/52weeks. But I want to give you a few shortcuts here because I think you're going to be surprised that with the kind of desire that you have to shift this and to change this, it's going to be easier than you think. You know, most of the game is being aware, and you've already identified that you're aware and you are ready to have this shift. The first thing I have to share with you is going to surprise you and maybe make you laugh a little bit. Because what I'm going to tell you is to not change the thoughts, but to change the story about the thoughts. So let's break that down. One would expect that it would be about grappling these thoughts of lack to the ground, replacing them, getting down there with that deep-seated belief, shifting that deep-seated belief, changing the unconscious mind, you know, all of this stuff that makes it feel so hard to do. So right now, you've got a story going that says you've got habitual thoughts of lack. So the problem isn't that you've got habitual thoughts of lack. The problem is that you keep saying, I have habitual thoughts of lack. Like, isn't that funny and silly? And we all do it, right? You might have heard me say once or twice, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. And this is such a perfect example of that. We think we have to change the thing. How do I reprogram my unconscious? How do I fix my brain? How do I change my thoughts? When really, we're the ones keeping those thoughts in place because we keep saying we have those thoughts in place. So reticular activating system, part of our brain, the matchmaker that lives in our head, hears us saying, gosh, I've got these habitual thoughts of lack. I wish I could get over these habitual thoughts of lack. Why do I have these habitual thoughts of lack? I hate these habitual thoughts of lack. And we keep matching that same thing. It's hilarious, right? This is how we are as humans. And sometimes we forget that. So really, the story you have to change is the story about the habitual thoughts of lack. So here's what I mean. If I were you, I would start saying something to the effect of, I feel like something has shifted. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I feel like something has shifted. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I feel like something has shifted. I'm starting to feel more relaxed about money. I don't really know what I did, but I'm starting to feel more relaxed. I'm starting to feel more abundant, and I'm not even sure why. I'm not even sure what's going on, but I'm noticing a shift. One of the key things when you're saying that phrase, I'm not sure what's going on, or I don't know why, you kind of give up the reason to need to explain it or to give a reason why it's happened. Your brain just accepts, okay, this is happening. This has happened. When you say something has shifted, your brain knows what you mean because it knows the thing you've been trying to shift. So I would start trying a gentle story that the habitual thoughts of lack have gone away. Now, you can't say that because the brain thinks in subjects. So when you say habitual thoughts of lack, your brain focuses on that exact topic. So we don't want to use those words. We want to use words like something has shifted. I notice I'm feeling more relaxed about money. I noticed I'm feeling more abundant. I can feel that something is different. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's changed and I like it. I'm feeling more open. I'm feeling more free. And so you give up all of that stuff that you mentioned in your email about it being from your childhood or, you know, all of that stuff. You don't need to even deal with any of that. You're just easily shifting that story. All about the brain is shifting. You're making a shift. All right. So that's number one. Number two, another one that I think you're really going to like is using the word but more powerfully. I ran into this myself because it seemed like everywhere I was turning, people were saying that in order to be abundant, you had to feel deserving. And this was a big button for me, this whole deserving thing. Like trying to wrap my head around, how can I feel deserving when others don't have? Or how can I feel deserving when, you know, I haven't necessarily done anything to earn it that's any different than anything anybody else does. And so when I kept trying to deal with that advice of saying, oh, you have to raise your deserve level, you have to raise your deserve level, I don't know what it was, but I just was very resistant to it. And so it occurred to me one day, what if I don't have to raise my deserve level? What if I could just have the money flow anyway without raising my deserve level? Like, why do I have to fix this seemingly really deep-seated, horrible issue in order to have what I want? So I gave that whole concept up of having to change something. And I just started saying, you know, I still don't feel deserving, but the money's flowing anyway. When you use that word, but, it's a trigger in your brain where your brain doesn't hear anything that comes before the word, but. So it's just like it's invisible. It doesn't exist. And your brain only hears what comes after the word, but. So if you say, I don't really feel that deserving, but the money is flowing anyway, but I'm allowing it in anyway, but I'm stepping up anyway, but my business is growing anyway, but I'm finding my ideal client anyway, but the money is coming in droves. Right? All of those, anything after the but is the sentence to say. So you could really say, you know, I haven't gotten that good about fixing my habitual thoughts of lack, but the money's flowing anyway. But the money's flowing anyway. So if you do catch yourself having that knee-jerk reaction where you're having that feeling, you can add that but sentence and that will give you a different result. Because what you really want is the result. Now, having said that, it's also nice to have the feeling, isn't it? Because nobody likes the feeling of lack. And so the third thing I want to tell you is awareness, 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 which you are already on and you are already doing awesome with this. And don't discount this. Awareness is most of the game. So when you have that moment, when you feel that moment of constriction and lack, then just breathe. Breathe and actually visually imagine your body relaxing, opening up, tell those soothing thoughts, really make this visceral, like really understand that you can feel this in your body when you're relaxed and opening up around this. And if you stay aware and you keep doing that every time you catch yourself in that feeling of constriction and that feeling of lack, stay on top of it and breathe into it and open up and allow and say soothing thoughts. Say those little thoughts like, I'm open and allowing. I'm allowing all good things to come my way. I'm open to all good things. Use all of the tools that you have at your disposal to make this your number one priority. Your number one priority is just keeping yourself relaxed and open and flowing as much as you can in every moment. Now, the good news is most of us are walking around unconscious 95 to 99% of the time. And so you don't have to do this 50% of the day for this to be effective. If you can get better at paying attention to this, even a half a percent a day, you will start to see some radical shifts in your life. So we don't need to make this hard, is what I'm saying. Really just make this easy and be as aware as you can. Soften that vibe as often as you can. Open up as often as you can. Use that word, but change that story and start saying to yourself right now, I'm noticing this is already shifting. I'm already starting to feel it shift. I feel something shifting. I'm starting to feel more relaxed about this. I'm starting to open up about this. And you can totally do this. Without a doubt, you can totally do this. You're already most of the way there with your awareness on it. Think of the whole world, how many people don't even want to shift this. They're not only not aware of it, they don't realize it's within their power to do it. You know, you're part of a small percentage of brain trainers on the planet that get this. So this is totally doable. And I'm sure, without a shadow of a doubt, you've got this.